Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
PM Team Roundtable Tuesday. Former Steeler Arthur Motes is in here, as he is pretty much every Tuesday. We still haven't gotten to something that happened at Arthur's golf outing yesterday, which, like everything else in town, had to deal with some inclement weather. But we will. Rest assured, later this hour, you're going to find out that no good deed goes unpunished in this world. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Arthur, what on earth is going on with David DeCastro? Because Pony and I, we have given the guy, because I think he's an excellent lineman when he's healthy. I thought he was on an early career, even with the injury very early in his career. I thought he was on like a Hall of Fame adjacent track, at least. When Correct. He was dominant, he was really dominant. Mm-hmm. We're all told, hey, I think we all pinned the idea that they would be a better O-line this year on the idea that David DeCastro is also healthy.
Not just pinned it. That was the reason.
Yeah, that was the hook that everyone was hanging all their happy little posters and motivational slogans.
We talked Chooks Okorafor. DeCastro. Yep, it was DeCastro. Oh, Kendrick Green is in it. Oh, we got DeCastro.
Don't worry.
Oh, Dotson over here. Hey, we got DeCastro.
He'll show him the ropes. He's an interior lineman too.
Listen,
yeah.
Just draft Najee Harris because we have DeCastro.
All the other veterans are at minicamp, mm-hmm. and putting on, you know, even if they're not doing much, they're hanging out. And DeCastro's basically a ghost. And Mike Tomlin is sort of evasive because he's allowed to be about this sort of thing. And I think this was,
I mean, didn't somebody ask him? Was it Aditi, right?
I believe it was. We started sniffing around it, but Pony and I didn't really tumble to it until last Friday, when suddenly the Steelers are talking to Trey Turner, who was banged up part of last year, but mm-hmm. had obviously Pro Bowl.
Five-time Pro Bowl.
Yeah, it was a multi-time Pro Bowler in his first stop in Carolina, then went to the Chargers, was hurt and very bad last year. Mm-hmm. But reputationally speaking, if he's healthy, you figure he's pretty good.
Yeah, and last year was his first legitimate season where he missed a substantial amount of time.
He missed seven games.
Yeah, typically he plays 13 Sturdy. Out of 16 games, starts 13 games per season at minimum.
And so we see Trey Turner's name out there. And then, boop, the little mm-hmm. antenna go up. And it's, why are the Steelers talking to a guy who plays the same position David DeCastro plays? Mm-hmm. Both of us said last week when that news came down that he had had a little visit with the Steelers. I think it was a Shefty bomb.
Yes, Adam Schefter confirmed it. We respect Shefty. We know that now.
We absolutely do. He's got like 18 phones.
Listen, you can question these other guys, but you don't question Shefty.
He's the Woj of football, or Woj is the Schefter of basketball.
Absolutely.
So, not that we don't like love Aditi on this show and mm-hmm. Mark Cabali and our Steelers insider at Boucher, but when Shefty puts it out there, everyone tends to take notice.
Because his sources are typically owners and general managers.
Right.
It's a little different.
Typically, yes. So, immediately, we don't even care about Trey Turner on the show last week. We're thinking, what's this mean for DeCastro? So, mm-hmm. tell us, can you talk us off the ledge? Or, you know what? Don't do that. I'm not trying to lead the witness here. Honest with me. Listen, tell me if there's reason for me and every other diehard Steelers fan, just like me. You know me. Die hard, black and gold.
Die hard.
Bleed it. Oh, if you cut me open right now, it would just be black and gold paint. We'd just paint the whole studio with it.
I could have sworn you said you had an all-brown bedroom.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
With a brown comforter, with a brown toothbrush.
The only thing brown is the stuff that comes out of me after I eat a particularly tough meal. And you know what? That's what that football team has been for the majority of the last 2 decades.
I thought you had like multiple brown bags with the eyeballs cut out saying from this season and that season and that season. Okay.
Do we have reason to be worried, though, about this? I mean, this seems ominous.
Yes. Listen, when we talk about David DeCastro's health, We don't like to assume, but it is easy to read the tea leaves. If you have a guy like David DeCastro, who, from my personal experiences of being his teammate, when Ben is practicing, DeCastro is practicing. Typically, when Pouncey was healthy, you would count on if Ben's out there, you're going to see DeCastro, you're going to see Pouncey. Those guys operate in the same vein. This year was very different because Ben was out there practicing. But all the reports have come out now confirming that one person on that offensive line in particular was not practicing, and that was David DeCastro. So initially, you think, okay, maybe it's just veteran time off, right? And the way Coach Tomlin worded it, remember when Aditi asked him, hey, is this significant? He says, no, if it was significant or I thought it was worth mentioning, I would communicate that.
But Mike Tomlin doesn't have to tell the truth to anybody.
And he didn't say it as nicely either. But you fast forward a week later, not even 2 weeks later, literally a week later, could have been less time than that if we're being factual about how long a week is. They're bringing a five-time Pro Bowl right guard, exclusively right guard, because that was the other thing that I saw when Trey Turner came on his visit. Oh, maybe he's going to play right tackle. Maybe he's going to play left tackle. No, Trey Turner is a bona fide right guard. That is what he plays, period. So when you bring in Trey, this directly points to David DeCastro's health and availability largely being in question, because you don't bring in guys like Trey. If you're not concerned about David DeCastro, you bring in more guys like B.J. Finney, more guys like J.C. Hassenauer, depth signing guys, versatile guys that can play multiple spots on the offensive line, but you know they're more so band-aids.
If Trey Turner's on your roster, he's coming to start.
Absolutely. Trey Turner isn't a depth signing. Trey Turner isn't a signing that you say, hey, Trey, can you play left guard? Hey, Trey, can you play center? No, that's not what you do to five-time Pro Bowls who are coming off of $45 million contract extensions as well. That's not what you do with these guys. So for them to bring him in at least confirms that there is legitimate concern with DeCastro's health. Because otherwise, if this was 2 years ago and they even mentioned that they were looking at a five-time Pro Bowl right guard while DeCastro is healthy, imagine what message that sends, not just to DeCastro, but to all the Steeler Nation.
I'll tell you,
imagine the conversations we would be having right now if they brought in a quarterback that was a Pro Bowler for a visit right now. We would be over here going crazy. So, yes, this is very, very clear in terms of the message that it is sending for DeCastro's health.
Well, Craig, I was hoping Arthur was going to give us some sort of plausible, you know, I was there, I've been there in those shoes explanation, but it sounds like We should all be shaking.
When y'all call on me,
I know.
Do y'all call on me to give you fluff? Do you call on me to lie to you and tell you feel good stories? No.
That's my job on this show. I'm the feel good stories guy.
I tell you how it is, and I try to put a nice little spin on it at the end, and I'll say it like this. I do think that it is very concerning about DeCastro not being available. I do think Trey Turner being on a visit here also symbolizes their concern from an organizational standpoint. But if they don't pull the trigger, we can find comfort that, hey, they said to themselves, DeCastro is going to be fine.
Well, the coach told me never to seek comfort, so I'm not going to do too much of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.